Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, come in power, come in majesty, declare your presence here and act on our behalf as we wait for you. Be our Father and shape us as the work of your hands. For we are your people. Remember not our sins. Do awesome things in this place. All power and glory to you, O Lord, now and forever. Amen. In the news this past week, there was an article about a man making his own breakfast. Now, that does not seem very exciting, a man making his own breakfast, or interesting, until you learn where he made his breakfast, his own breakfast. The where is what makes this newsworthy. It was in the middle of the night, and this man could not sleep. He said he couldn't sleep, so he decided to get up and go to the Waffle House. It was around 2 a.m. in the morning. The restaurant was empty, and the small staff was sound asleep. He said he waited at the register for about 10 minutes and no one showed up. So he went behind the counter and made his own breakfast, shooting selfies as he cooked the bacon and assembled his sandwich. He even took a picture of the sleeping staff in the booth. Got hot on the grill with a doubler Texas bacon cheeseburger melt with extra pickles, he said, and when I was done, I cleaned the grill, collected my ill-gotten sandwich, and rolled on out. Now, he did go back a day later after this adventure to pay for his meal. A Waffle House spokesman said the sleeping employee was suspended for a week. Mark 13, if he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Jesus was walking with his disciples in the area of the temple in Jerusalem. And a disciple exclaimed, "How massive the stones and magnificent the buildings!" Jesus replied, "All the stones would be thrown down." And that interaction was the beginning of a conversation that resumed a little while later on the Mount of Olives, as they were sitting up on top of the Mount of Olives facing Jerusalem. They were overlooking the whole city, and there was the temple standing most prominent. I mean, the temple standing so tall and so massive, built out of such massive stonework, so permanent in appearance. And then the conversation turned to the signs of the end of the times and the day and the hours unknown, like not knowing when the owner would come. You have to be watchful. Be on alert always. Don't fall asleep, but watch. There is a reality to the nature of existence that we do not see. A reality in many ways more real than this world we live by. The realm of the spiritual is so much more than the realm of this physical. In the spiritual realm, time has no bearing on existence. Timelessness, eternal present moment, the abode of the living God. From thence the sun will come. The sun will return one day. Watch for the day. The time is unknown. What we do know, the sun will come. As you read the news, watch the news, listen to the news, and consider the time that is happening in the world. The time appears to be inching closer and closer to the end times. The technology that is available to destroy is ever growing. Rogue countries are racing towards nuclear capabilities with every intention, it would seem, to use the weapons. One country has Israel in its sights. Another country has the United States in its sights. There is a spiritual battle going on here. A spiritual battle between evil and spiritual battle between the good being played out here. Good hearts, good people do not seek the destruction of another. Evil hearts are like their father, the evil one, who lies, steals, kills, and destroys. A spiritual battle is being waged in the heavenlies of evil and good. And you see it being played out in these nations seeking to do great evil. But have no fear. There is a living God. A God who hears and answers prayer. A living God who intercedes and intervenes on behalf of His people. Call out to Him. Call out and pray to the living God for a moving of the mighty hand of God against such evil, that peace may come. Watch. Wait for Him. Call upon His name. Cry out to be heard that God will do the unexpected awesome once again as He did years ago. Cry out for the moving of God. Cry from the depths of your soul for the world to know the Christ, the Son of the living God. Have an expectation of the Lord to come with a great deliverance. As we look ahead to the coming again, look back to the great interventions and intercedings of the past. By doing both, find comfort. Find that comfort and assurance of hope. We can grow in trust. We can increase in faith. For as the Lord has done, the Lord will do. Isaiah 64 is actually in the middle of a prayer. Chapter 64 jumps into in the middle of a prayer. A prayer, a national prayer. A prayer to bring comfort and hope to when the time comes that Judah is taken captive and into exile. Isaiah is a book of oracles, prophecies, and reports. Threaded through all the message of Isaiah is a message of salvation. Salvation that will come from God. The northern kingdom, Israel, will fall. Judah going after false gods, idolatry, evil practices. Assyria is a major power, and soon Babylon will rise and will be a major power. How could the people of God expect to survive? What would become of the promises of God? To these, Isaiah writes to bring hope, comfort, and assurance that when the chastening comes to the people of God, so that they would repent from their iniquity, God will deliver, God will save. Picture the time when the salvation would be made complete by one from God who would deliver from the penalty of iniquity and sin, the Messiah. Isaiah was speaking of the deliverance of Israel and Judah, the people of God, from captivity in Babylon. That one day they will be captive when Jerusalem falls, but they will be set free. At the same time, these prophecies of Isaiah are speaking about one who will come from God, who will deliver from the penalty of sin forever, the Messiah, the Christ. the Lord. The name Isaiah in Hebrew is Yeshayah, which means Yah means saved. Yah has saved. So Yeshayah, Yah has saved. Yah is short for the name of God revealed to Moses. The Lord saves. Salvation is of the Lord. That's what the name Isaiah means. Salvation is of the Lord. Yah saves. So written all through the book of Isaiah is this message of salvation. Salvation for the people Israel after they've been in captivity. But more than that, salvation for all people in the one who is coming from God. This prayer we jump into in the middle of Isaiah chapter 64 begins in Isaiah chapter 63 at verse 7. And this is how it begins. I will tell of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he has done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. Isaiah is pointing to the goodness of God, the loving kindness of God, and the great compassion of the Lord. Recall all those things and hold firm to the truth that when chastening comes for your rebellion, boil it all down to the essence of it all, the relationship the Lord God has chosen these people, and he will have that relationship with them, is loving kindness, compassion, and mercy. They are his people. He will care for them. He will provide for them, do the unexpected and awesome wonders on their behalf. The Lord will come. Just as assuredly the Lord has come in the past, the Lord will deliver them from this too. The loving kindness, compassion, and mercy of God. When you are hurting in your heart and you're wondering, is this faith worth following? I point you to God. Loving kindness, compassion, mercy. Such a great mercy. He gave his Son for you. The living God acts in history. The living God does wonders. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4. Since ancient times, no one has heard, nor ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. This living God we worship moves and acts in human history. Though modern minds quickly rush to say, no way those events happened, the truth is the Lord did part the waters. The Lord did come down on the mountain and shake it. The Lord did act on behalf of his people, Israel. And the Lord has done in the past, the Lord will do in the future, again and again. Even when our righteousness is the same as unclean, filthy rags. There is no one righteous before a holy, living God. We are clay before a potter. The Lord must act. The Lord must do what needs to be done. Each week in the prayers of the church, I lead us to pray for the providence and sovereignty of God to provide. I lead us to pray that the ministry of faith in Christ is done by the presence and power of the living God according to the will of God. That is all we are and all we do is to the glory of God. I lead us in prayer for the living God to do awesome things. By the very reason the presence of the Lord is here. For our hope is in the Lord. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 1. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountain would tremble before you. They were looking for a powerful shaking of the mountain to see that the Lord has come. No one really considered that something greater would take place. The Lord would become human, born a baby. But that is exactly what happened. This was unexpected, and it is awesome. Though the prophets foreshadowed through the Spirit of God breathing through them as they wrote the full meaning of Lord come down was hidden. The full remedy of rebellion was being prepared. The price was being ready to be paid for all iniquity, all sin. The way was being made for righteousness from God to be our righteousness. All unexpected and awesome. Though the prophets did foretell, the fullness was not comprehended. That one would come and be born a baby, would grow up, be betrayed, be crucified, and dead and buried. Then rising on the third day, and then giving many convincing proofs, he has risen. And then he ascended to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, with full authority over heaven and earth and all things, where he rules and reigns at this very moment. He will come again. Jesus is God the Son. Jesus is the Lord ruling in power right now. And we have the very presence of God here. Now you've heard the good news. God has come. He has come to give you the greatest gift, forgiveness of sin, redeeming you from sin and death, and giving you eternal life. Do you see how truly good God really is? How good, loving kindness, compassionate, full of grace and mercy, God really is. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. Perhaps the potter is at work in your life, on your heart and in your soul, shaping you for something truly unexpected and awesome. And it's just around the corner. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord. As the Lord has acted in the past, He will act right here in the present and in the days to come. There's a reality. The Lord has come. And He rules. And He will come again. He will come again. But in the meantime, live your life for Christ. Because you have been forgiven. Grace is yours. The Lord loves you. He has not forgotten you. And He will do wonders. He will do wonders because God acts in human history, and the living God will act in your home and bring an amazing miracle by the powerful name of Jesus. at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Live life as Jesus is Lord, because the heavens did open and the God, the living God, did come down for you, me, and forgiveness of sins is truly ours. God is good. That is awesome and so unexpected. May you have hope. May you be filled with hope and peace and joy and love, for Christ is Lord. Amen and amen.